But right now, I thought we'd talk women's rowing because in Division Two,
how are we going to work
this?
There's
a school down in Virginia that.
Well, no, what's going on here?
Oh boy!
What is happening here?
What up? High five, bro! High five!
Don't do it.
It's Chris, the overly handsome guy from sales. Chris, we're on the air right now.
My homos! What's going on with my homo sapiens here?
Yeah.
You guys, my boys, man. Y'all still clock punching for non-six figs?
yep, we're still doing that.
Dude, y'all need to step it up to compete with the Chrisser, man.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm like on my fourth Aston Martin this morning. I get bored of fine cars so quickly.
Yeah. That's amazing.
I just have to get a new one all the time. Hey, you guys at all thirsty? You know, thirsty? Because I got a six-pack right here, bro.
Put your shirt back on.
We don't care. Dude, I'm so tired, bro.
Loaded question. Okay, why are you tired?
It was a late one last night.
Where were you?
Oh, I was out at the Ranger game with my old band, and we were watching the game.
With your old band.
Hmm. Yeah. My old band, Creed, I don't know if you guys remember.
We're in Creed.
Started this kind of on a dare, you know. Somebody said, hey, I bet you can't start a band and have top 40 hits, you know. And I was like, all right, I'll do it. Take me about a month, you know. So I did it.
So you were in Creed.
And the Rangers have been using one of my old songs I wrote to kind of pump them up, you know, and everything. So they invited us out there, you know, red carpet and everything. You know, and they already roll out a red carpet for me, but since they are doing it for my band too, they put a red carpet on top of the regular red carpet they put out for me.
I didn't see you out there.
Yeah, man. I was out there, and I had to be there anyway, you know, because I had to call the game for my buddy Max, who was pitching for one of the local MLB teams. And
you had to call the game.
Yeah, I was on the pitch comm calling the game for him.
Well, you didn't do a very good job.
You know Max Scherzer?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he and I go way back and everything, you know. Hmm. And I kind of haven't talked to him in a while because, you know, I wasn't in charge of his rehab, and some guys messed that up, you know. So.
Messed it up.
Yeah, they, you know, I mean, that's why he didn't pitch well, because I wasn't out there, you know, personally coaching the past few months, you know. But but anyway, then after the game, I kind of went back to my penthouse at the W over there. Had a single malt, you know, menaged for a while, and then fell asleep on a stack of printed out Bitcoin. You know, normal night for me.
Just another night.
I don't know if you guys
relate. Printed out Bitcoin.
Yeah, but I got up at my regular time this morning, went and crushed it at the gym.
Yeah.
Bench 650 this morning.
Wow.
You know?
That's impressive.
Did 30 reps of that.
30?
And, yeah, and I've already closed like 26 fig deals this morning for you guys.
Well, you're
amazing. Yeah, let's see. I got you guys endorsing FTX Crypto Exchange, signed a deal with them.
Yeah.
The Gold Rush Cafe and Diva Cups. So you guys have got a bunch of endorsement deals coming up. All of them huge million-dollar deals.
Yeah,
man.
Big deals.
You guys will be rolling
be so
in
happy.
It.
I don't know about that.
Dude, I'm going to miss you later this week. I've got to head out on my G-Stream. That's short for personally owned Gulfstream private jet PJ.
Got one of those, huh?
Yeah, I'm heading over to do the peace in the Middle East.
Do the peace.
You're going to broker the peace?
Yeah, a buddy of mine, Joe Bai, he's like the president now or something, but he called me and said, Chrisser, man, you're the only guy who can get the deal done. So I'm like, you know, okay, my govy called, so, you know, my government, so I got to respond. And so they're sending me over there to a town called Hamas, Israel.
So I'm going to get that deal signed.
Probably get like a five fig signing bonus.
Oh, you
that's what
that
you
pay?
Do. You do deals. That's what you do. Yeah.
I do deals, you know. And that, I mean, you know, I'm just going to explain to them that the thing about Middle East peace is that it's the same as peace all over the world. You know, there's a little bit of Middle East peace in all of us.
What?
Okay. See if that works.
Solve anything.
And as long as we leverage that core value of Middle East peace in all of us, we can all take the 30,000-foot view. So sign the deal, man, right here. Everybody would be ready to sign up over there.
That really should work.
Use my tactics on them like that. Yeah. my Chris Jedi sales mind tricks like that.
Yeah.
Hey, are y'all coming to my birthday party this weekend?
Oh, it's your birthday?
When's that? We're renting out Texoma.
You're renting out the entire lake?
Yeah, it was like the only lake that was big enough to hold all my friends' boats.
It's a big lake.
Yeah, you know, I was like looking for a venue, and I'm like, oh, man, I got so many friends that own so many boats. So I did a quick googie and found out that it's the largest aquatic venue around in the area. So, you know.
Might as well rent it out.
Yeah, might as well rent it out for all my friends' boats.
Some striper fishermen may have a hard time
after
with
I
that.
Get back from Hamas, Israel.
Okay. I don't think we can be there, but happy birthday. Birthday.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, man. You know, it's the big one, big 2-9, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Still in your 20s.
Yeah, still in my 20s. Great. I'm never going to be out of my 20s,
yeah,
man.
You're going to live forever.
You're killing it.
You're looking a little haggard these days, though. You don't look as well as you normally do. Well, and I may know the reason. I did hear K-Rach from sales telling us the other day that you were recently kicked out of your apartment because you owed 6 months back rent.
He's such a kidder, man.
And
he's
you were on the verge of being fired.
He's always pulling pranks like that. He's always telling things he shouldn't be telling.
Made him do it again.
Oh. He's moving around a little bit in there.
I can't breathe. I think I must have damaged my lungs when I jumped over the glass.
Ryan, how's he looking in there?
To the ticker booth.
He's looking okay. I think he'll make it.
Okay. That's a good report.
That's Ryan, by the way, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
My coke dealer Jesus.
Oh, okay. Don't do that.
That's unexpected.
Hey, just kick him a little bit, Ryan.
Give him a big kick.
I back you in the first!
All right. There he goes.
Go right
now. Okay. Never seems to faze him.
Here he goes. Chris from sales.